We're doing brachot. We're up to Yedalei Amid Beis. The beginning of the line is Chia Barav, about 20 lines from the top. Chia Barav Amar. Chia Barav said, Amar ani Hashem Elokechem. If someone said the parsha of Tzitzis, so then Tzarich Lomar Emet. Then he also has to say Emet V'yatziv, because the pasuk we quoted earlier, Vashem Lokim Emet. Lo amar ani Hashem Elokechem, but if a person didn't say the parsha of Tzitzis, eino tzirich lomar emet, he doesn't have to say emet v'yatziv either. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, abay latku yitziat Mitzrayim, but he does have to mention yitzias Mitzrayim. We have the Mishnah that we saw at the end of the first parak that you have to say yitzias Mitzrayim. So if you don't say emet v'emunah, then and you didn't say parsha of Tzitzis, so then how are you going to mention yitzias Mitzrayim? Seems like Rashi's learning that it's talking about the nighttime Shema.
That talks about
Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Gemara says, "Damar hachi." Okay, that you could fulfill by saying this. Madim anachnu l'cha Hashem Elokeinu shotzitanu me'eretz Mitzrayim ufditanu mi'beit avadim v'asit lanu nisim u'gvurot al hayam v'sharnu lach. We thank you, Hashem, that you took us out of Mitzrayim and you saved us from a house of slavery. You made us great miracles by the sea. And we sang for you, and then you pick up from there, Michamocha Ba'ilim, Malchutcha, until the blessing of God Yisrael, Nashkivenu.
You might as well say the Shema. This is not such a, it's not like saying,
right.
Abinenu, which is like a really short verse. This is just as long. I don't understand.
Well, you're skipping the whole third parsha. You're gaining that you're not saying the parsha of Tzitzis, and you're not saying Emet Ve'emunah. Now, okay. Amar Yishua ben Kocha, Lama Kadma Parshat Shema Levayam Shamoa, we said in the Mishnah, so that you get all Machos Shema and then you get all Mitzvot, Vayam Shamoa to Vayomer, because Vayam Shamoa is Noeg by Yomu Valayla, and Vayomer is only Noeg by day. Tanya Rashbi Omer Bedinu Shekdim Shema Levayam Shamoa, Rashbi says, really logic dictates that Shema should have precedence over Vayam Shamoa. Remember, Shema is written in Vas Chanan, Vayam Shamoa is in Akev, and Vayomer is in Shlach. So who's to say how you should, what order you should say it in? Say it in whatever order you want. No, the rabbi said, say it in this order. So Rashbi explains, the logic dictates so, Shezeh lilmod, vezeh lilamed, because Shema says, v'dibarta bam, you got to learn Torah. Vayom Shamoah says, v'limatem osam es b'neichem. So Vayom Shamoah talks about teaching. So obviously you got to learn before you teach. So that's why it makes sense that Shema should precede Vayom Shamoah. Vayom Shamoah leVayomer. Logic dictates that Vayom Shamoah should precede Vayomer. Shezeh lilamed, vezeh lasot. Because Vayomer talks about performing. That's all it discusses. And we always say lilmod lamed lishmov lasot. So that's the order. Atu Shema lilmod itbe lilamed lasot. Wait a second. Shema doesn't include teaching others and performing. V'aktiv v'shinantam. The Torah says in the parasha of Shema, you'll teach your children. So you see, Shema includes learning and teaching. Ukshotam muchtavtam. And performing. Tells you have to put on tefillin and have to put on tzitzis. So Shema seems to include all three. V'tu and further, V'ayam Shema lilamedu ditbe v'lasot letbe. V'ayam Shema only discusses teaching. It doesn't discuss performing. V'aktiv ukshotam muchtavtam. It does discuss putting on tefillin and mezuzah. So how is Vayom Shamoah any less than Vayomer? So the Gemara says, Elahachikamar. But you have a Mincher Chesuri Mechsira, you have to edit a little bit like this. This is what he meant to say. Bidinu Shetikdom Shema LeVayom Shamoah. What Rashbi meant to say, Shema logically precedes Vayom Shamoah. Shezeh Lilmodu Lamed VeLasot. Because Shema includes in it learning, teaching, and performing. Vayom Shamoah only has teaching and performing. Doesn't have learning, so that's why Shema comes first. Vayayim Shema leVayomer. Logic dictates that Vayayim Shema should precede Vayomer. Shaze yesh ba lelamed velasot. Vayayim Shema discusses teaching and performing. Vayomer en ve'ela lasot bilvad. And Vayomer only discusses the performance of a specific mitzvah of tzitzis. So that's why Vayayim Shema should precede Vayomer. The tape claimed Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. Why did Rashbi have to invent his own logic? Why couldn't he just derive it from Rabbi Shua ben Korcha's logic? That in Shema you accept the yoke of heaven, which should precede the acceptance of mitzvos. So Shema has to precede Vayom Shema. And Vayom Shema is relevant day and night. Vayomer is only relevant by day. So why? What's bad with Rabbi Shua ben Korcha's logic? So the Gemara answers, Chada ve'od kama. You're right, Rashbi wasn't arguing. He just meant to say, that's one good reason, and there's another good reason. Chada, kadei shekabel lavol machot shemayim t'chila. B'chakach, yekabel lavol mitzvot. Firstly, like Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha said, Rashbi agrees that the sages instituted Shema first because you have to first accept the yoke of heaven and only afterwards you accept the yoke of mitzvos. The odd and furthermore logic dictates that Shema should take precedence mishum de'it be'hani mili'achin yata because of the other reasons that Rashbi mentioned. And that concludes this sugya. Now, in the order of Shema v'ayom Shema and v'ayomer, there's a big discussion. Now, Halacha says, if you read Shema out of order, you're not Yotzeh. Akorei l'mefreya lo Yotzeh. So you can't read word by word out of order. You can't say, Echad Hashem Elokeinu Shema Hashem. It doesn't make any sense. So that's obvious. Fine. You can't read Psukim out of order. Okay, that also makes sense. Vayod v'rim ha'el Hashem nuchim tzavcha yom ha'levavecho v'shem tom levanecho v'dibar tobam vayod v'rim Hashem ha'levavecho Shema Yisrael Hashem v'kenu Hashem echad v'dibar tobam Baruch Hashem. You're going to get it all out of order. Makes no sense. Fine. What happens if you get the parshiyos out of order? Is that good or not? Meaning, you walk into shul, you say Shema, you weren't focused. You finish Shema, you start Vayom Shemoa, now you're focused. You say Vayomer, you're focused. You tell yourself, wait a second, Kavana in Shema is Me'akev. I got to repeat Shema. Okay, do I have to repeat Shema and Vayom Shemoa and Vayomer, or can I just repeat Shema? So that's a big machlokas Rishonim. It's a machlokas Shulchan Aruch Gra. The question is, although we just learned the Gemara that says the order that the rabbis instituted, but technically each one is its own entity. You have a mitzvah, read Shema. You have a mitzvah, read Vayom Shema. The rabbi said, okay, do Shema first, do Vayom Shema second, do Vayomer third. But who's to say? Maybe. I don't remember. I don't think so. But at any rate, so that's a machlokas Mechaber Gra. How, whether you get the parshiyos out of order, are you Yotzei or not? Is that Likuvatu?
What does the Gra say?
Gra says you're not Yotzei. He proves it from a Tosefta. Tosefta says if a guy walked in the middle everyone was reading Shema, and he started with them, could you say maybe he should then only fill in what he missed? No, he's got to start from the beginning and finish. And the Tosefta doesn't discern between if he walked in at the Pasuk of Vehoyim Shamoa or he walked in at any other Pasuk. I think that, if I remember correctly, that's the Gra's proof. So he says, from there you see that you got to get the Parshas in order too.